It was a Sabbath day, and after they had been to the synagogue, Jesus, Peter, James, John went to the house of Peter, and there Peter's mother-in-law was in bed. No wonder she was in bed. If you turned up for a Sunday dinner with four big fishermen and Jesus unexpectedly, you would no doubt take to your own bed. But she was healed there by Jesus. I think maybe she'd gone to bed because she was tired. And I think also that Jesus had sought out a lonely place the next day because he was tired, because St. Mark says that the whole city had come looking for Jesus and he needed a place to renew his strength. Everybody gets tired. We get tired. There are different kinds of tiredness. There's physical tiredness. There was a lovely old elder in Troon Parish Church who had been the session clerk. His name was Robin McEwen. Robin had never been married, so he had lived all his life on his own. And I once said to Robin, I said, "Robin, how do you put in your day?" And he said to me, "Put in my day," he said, "it takes everything I've got just to keep the show on the road." He said, "When I'm throwing that last dirty cup into the sink at night to wash it," he said, "sometimes I can hardly stand. I'm so tired." There's physical tiredness. There's the tiredness of the young mother who's trying to do a full-time job and get children to nursery and do the shopping and clean the house. That's a tiredness. There's a tiredness of the elderly who can't do the things they once did, and everything they do is a big effort. That's another kind of tiredness. There's the tiredness of the carer, of those who are looking after other folk, and they never get a minute to themselves, and they get weighed, they get tired. There are different kinds of tiredness. There are folk who are tired of trying to make ends meet. They've done their sums over and over again. They've thought, "Where can I get more income? How am I going to make this work?" Money worries, business worries, folk who are trying to keep a business alive that's failing. And they get tired and they think to themselves, "Why am I doing this? I can't keep going." There are folk who are tired just of routine. And they think to themselves, "Every day I get up, it's just the same old." And they're tired of the routine of their life. There are folk who are tired of pretending. They're trying to put a good face on it. Inside they're hurting. Inside they feel a terrible pain. But they pretend, they put on a good face. And then they get tired of doing it and they can't keep up the pretense anymore. Folk who are tired of trying. I remember once visiting a young woman who was going through a very difficult divorce. And she said to me, "I would have done anything to make this marriage work. I've tried everything, but I'm tired now. I can't go on." There are all kinds of tiredness. And maybe you feel like that sometimes too. I don't know what you're tired of, but I know that we all get tired sometimes of something. Well, I've got good news for you. I've got news of how you can renew your strength. And this is better than a cup of tea. It's better than a nice glass of Prosecco. This will do more for you than a minute at any excuse. The good news is that God doesn't get tired. He doesn't get tired. "Have you not known," says Isaiah, "have you not known, have you never heard, has nobody ever told you that the Lord, the maker of the ends of the earth, grows neither weary nor tired? He gives new power to those that are exhausted. He gives new strength even to the young. Even the young men," he says, "get weary and tired. But they that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not falter. They will walk and never faint, because the Lord doesn't get tired. God doesn't get tired. What a soaring passage of scripture that is. Have you not known, have you not heard? God, Isaiah, the prophet who spoke these words, he's speaking to people who had been 50 years in captivity, separated from their homeland. Some of them had been born in captivity. They'd never known their homeland. And now they had an opportunity to return. And now that they had an opportunity to return to their homeland, they were saying, we're not up to this. We're weary now. We haven't got the strength. We couldn't face it. And to them, Isaiah says, have you not known? Have you not been told? Do you not remember what has happened to you in the past? Do you not know that God doesn't tire? He will give you the strength that you need to do what you have to do. That's where that song, you remember, the 70s, Bonnie M. We sat by the rivers of Babylon and we wept. That was the same period. This folk said, we can't face it, we haven't got the strength. And Isaiah says to them, have you not known? Have you not been told? Do you not remember that the Lord, the everlasting God, grows neither weary nor faint? He gives new power to the exhausted. He gives new strength to those who feel their weakness. Even young folk falter and get weary and fall, but they that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not faint. What a word. God doesn't get tired. But you know the best thing of all? The best thing of all, like, he doesn't get tired of you. He doesn't get tired of you. I was with an old friend this week and he says, you know, I get tired saying my prayers. He says, see, at the end of the day, I come and I say, oh God, here I am again, same old thing. And he says, it's worse than that because I think I hear in my head God saying, it's not you again, is it? But the great thing is, God doesn't get tired of us. He neither tires, nor does he get tired of us. And he can give us strength. He can give us strength. Picture this scene. A teenage daughter lying early evening, splayed out in the sofa, horizontal. And you say to her, how about tidying your room? And she says, no, I'm tired, I'm shattered, I've had a long day, I'm going to be having an early night. And you say, well, what about putting out the feeling bin? And you say, no, I couldn't rise to that. I'm just gonna get away to my bed and have an early night. And then the phone rings. See, the phone rings. And you say to her, that's the phone, and she says, oh, it'll be for me. You see? So you go and answer the phone and you bring the phone back to her and you say, it's the boyfriend. And suddenly, you've never seen anything like it. This is a new person. Suddenly there is strength. Suddenly there is vigor. Suddenly there is excitement. The lipstick goes on, the new frock goes on, and suddenly somebody that had no an ounce of energy, that was totally knackered, somebody comes to them and they're up and about, and they've found new strength. It is like that with God. And that's why we are here today. Because if you don't go home from this church today feeling that your strength has been renewed, then you have not met with the God who brought you here by his Spirit to fill that place that you fill now. Remember these words next time you're tired. Whatever makes you tired, whatever worry makes you tired, whatever concern makes you tired, whatever boring day makes you tired, remember these words. When you're tired of praying, when you're thinking to yourself, here I am again, Lord, same old, tired of doing this, tired of always returning to you with the same old story, remember this. God doesn't get tired, and he doesn't get tired of you. And remember these mighty, wonderful words of the prophet from God's word. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Were you not told long ago that the Lord, the Maker, of the ends of the earth. He grows neither weary nor tired. He gives strength to those who are weary and weak. Even the youths will lose their vigor and get weak. But those that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Amen. Thanks be to God for his word.